Hi, I'm Justin.
Also, I hate the way my voice sounds, so if you can, like, do whatever Photoshop does to voices, make me sound awesome.
And this is my lovely friend.
The beauty in the eyes of the beholder. And it's just about getting into the seat of being the beholder.
Haley.
I don't think you have to be particularly perceptive. I just think you have to look up.
This podcast is mostly just her telling me stories.
If you expose yourself to the possibility that this might be really awkward, there can be something just really cool on the other side of it.
She thinks that her life and way of looking at things are...
Oh, I thought I was kind of waiting on you. I thought you were getting your stuff ready. You're waiting on me?
Pretty normal.
You got to edit out all the misinformation about the Amish.
Maybe you can relate.
I would like a chance to re-sing the Amish paradise.
If you want lighthearted stories...
All right, you want to talk about goats?
And stream of consciousness.
I just woke up and needed some friends, and so I bought them.
Then you're going to like the Sunny Side Up podcast.
Sunny Side Up, Sunny Side Up, Sunny Side Up, Sunny Side Up.
So, if you're at all like me, you may feel that you're living in a world that can be a bit overwhelming and confusing at times. I'm also a huge fan of podcasts, documentaries, docudramas, stories, and of just information in general. Between all of that and the social media and news, sometimes our brains can feel like they're on overload. Haley and I hope that this podcast can be something of an antidote to all of that. Like little jello shots of joy and distraction. None of it is too serious or really too informative. Mostly it's just two friends who have conversational chemistry talking about whatever enters the minds of relatively ADHD people. We hope you enjoy.
So in some of the episodes, listening back to them, I think, oh, this is a thing I should have said, or this is a thing I should have explained before that came on. You know, you realize stuff in hindsight. And I thought, like, maybe I was too hard on my dad. Did I make his legacy sound bad whenever I would discuss him, make him sound, you know, not so great? And then I think about him, and I was like, nah, I think I was pretty fair with it. But there were some occasions where, like, some redemptive stories, not from my experience, but in other encounters, and they were kind of cool. So he died in a town that's about 45 minutes away from the town where he grew up. Okay, so we clean out his apartment and handling things after he passed away, and there were some items that had just been purchased and we couldn't use them, so it's like, let's just see if the stores will take it back.
Yeah.
So I rolled up into Walmart with a couple of unopened packages of things, and I go to the customer service counter, and I'm like, hey, I have some things. And she looks at me really skeptically because, you know, maybe I'll look like your average drug user who's just trying to hawk something I stole or something I picked up off the shelf and just brought it to customer service. But I explained what was going on, and she could kind of scan and tell what was from there and what wasn't. But I said, my father just passed away, and here's this thing. She's like, she was skeptical, but then she became, you know, politely compassionate, and she was like, oh, I'm sorry to hear that. How old was he? And I told her his age, and she was like, oh, that's my age. And she said, was he from here? And I said, well, yes, but he actually died in this other town. And she said, what school did he go to? And I told her. And then she asked his name. Wow. And she said, did he have this color eyes? And I was like, yes, ma'am. So the interesting thing was she said, I went to school with him.
Oh, wow.
Which, it's a small town, so that wouldn't seem unusual. But their high school experience was during the years when the state was required to integrate the high schools. So they took the white high school and they incorporated the black high school into it. And when my mom described those years, and, you know, this is coming from the perspective of a white person, so this is whatever bias is built into this narrative, this was her lived experience. So, but my mother said there was a miserable time for all parties involved because both schools had their own facilities, their own traditions. They had their own activities that they were excited about. And because the law changed, they uprooted all these people and dumped them into one building, which meant it was overcrowded. Everybody's annoyed about it.
Yeah, for sure.
Nobody wanted to be friends because we're all just annoyed that our experience got interrupted. She said they didn't even have a prom that year. It was
wow.
So it was that environment. And this lady, so she's asking me, like, was this, did your dad have this color hair? Did he have this color eyes? Whenever I said yes, I was afraid because she was a black female and she's asking me about my white dad. And given that context, I was like, oh no, I'm fixing to have to atone for somebody else's situations. But she said, I remember him. He was one of the nice ones.
Oh, that's so redemptive.
Man, it was so unexpected because he wasn't typically known for excellent personal qualifications.
Right, right.
But, okay, how nice.
Oh, yeah.
That's what somebody remembered in a culture where there was not a lot of kindness being thrown around. Mm-hmm. I was like, oh, thank you for that.
That's really heartwarming.
And I thought that was really nice. And then I remembered also another even more interesting redemptive story. Okay.
Okay.
In a less wholesome setting.
Yes.
I was driving some people who had been out for the night.
You're like the designated?
I was the DD, yes. And they were grown adults. So I don't remember. One of the guys was in a band, and so we had all gone to kind of support. And I was just giving everybody a ride home afterwards. Walking through the parking lot of the mall. Yes, the same one where I took photos of Santa Claus.
Love
and it.
It
is late night in this dumpy mall. And there's a sketchy character riding a bike with a flag, just like riding around the parking lot in the dark. And he's super skinny and has a beard and he's wearing ill-fitted t-shirt and he just looks like a crazy man.
Mm-hmm.
And he gets a little close and I don't remember what we were chatting about, but he's raving about something. And then he asks if I'm from there and I'm like, yes. And I feel okay because even though they have had their drinks, the people with me were big. And so I feel safe enough, I guess.
Right, yeah.
Still walking through the parking lot to get to the vehicle. And he's like, who were your parents? Because it's a small town and that's everybody's first question.
Yeah, yeah.
And I named them and he says, Jim Ford. And he says, you know, he like asks qualifying questions like, what's he look like? This one, is he this old? And then he gets off his bicycle and he falls on his knees and he kisses my hand.
What?
And and he is so emotional because he's like, I thought he was gone. He's like, is he alive? Is he well? And I was like, yeah, because at this time he was. And he had just moved away. And this guy was like so concerned. But I mean, I guess that's the company that my dad was keeping.
But I had kind of
forgotten about the time that a stranger.
So like, what had your dad done for him or what had he meant to?
Oh, he
to
probably
raving?
Was selling him his pills. I don't know. But for whatever reason, this man fell to his knees and kissed my hand just
because of your.
By virtue of being my father's daughter,
progeny.
I was worthy, I guess. I don't know. It was the craziest thing. I've never had anybody be that excited when they found out who my parents were. Yeah. It's like, I might be needing to give a ride home to more than just these intoxicated people because this guy's probably not sober either.
Yeah. Gosh. That's fascinating. You do kind of wonder, like, what were your parents' lives outside of what I knew of them? Like, who would show up at the proverbial funeral or who will come out of the woodwork and say, yeah, that's interesting.
Yeah. If you have the open mic eulogy.
Yeah, right.
Who is invited to attend? And that's probably a question that should stay in the forefront of all of our minds. Like, how are you going to live your life? Live your life like it's going to be open mic night at your eulogy.
Yeah.
I hope Walmart lady shows up to his bicycle guy. I'm not so sure.
Yeah,
I mean, the enthusiasm was good.
It was definitely there.
I would not want to know what was at the root of all that.
Hello, lovely friends. Thank you so much for hanging out with us. And it would mean the world if you would tell other people about this podcast and maybe even spam your social media accounts with just how much you're enjoying it. If you are, of course. Also, commenting and rating us on whatever platform you're downloading or streaming from is incredibly helpful to a little startup podcast like this one. On the other hand, if you are dissatisfied with your listening experience, please leave all of that hate on someone else's podcast, just maybe to confuse them a little bit, right? But most of all, we hope you keep looking up and looking for the sunny side of life.